Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And last week in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were taught that in order to be a formidable force for God, we must surrender all of our will to Him. Please listen as we pick up there today. Now, the Word of God is very important, for in Psalms 138, verse 2, he mentions God's great name, but then he says that he has exalted his word even above his name. Now, that is something, because one day, at the name of Jesus, according to Philippians 2, 9 through 11, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And they'll bow their knee at the name of Jesus. And yet, he has exalted his word even above his name. God is so just. He is just. Now, in the first 14 verses of Joel chapter 1, the word of God and the worship of God had been corrupted. And God brought them to their knees with a judgment right at the point they thought their worldly worship and corruption of the word would just really work for them well. Now, we as Christians and the church in general are ever going, if we are ever going to be a force for God instead of a farce, if we're going to be a force for God instead of a farce, we need to develop a hide of denim and a heart of lace, as the late Dr. Jack Howes used to say. A heart that loves God, His people, and His house, but all of it in a holy and in a pure manner. For this, we must give God a gift. Oh no, this is not a plea for money, so don't think that. The gift that you give to God, that I must give to God, is the gift of our will. Our complete surrender of all to Him. This is a heart that seeks the old-fashioned, heart-melting fire of God. The consuming fire that brings about a desire to be right with Him. This desire will ask God to see, as the psalmist says in Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, see if there be some wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This will constitute confession of sin at a public altar in the local church. Not worried about who sees, rather concerned that their heart is right with God. Someone told me, I don't think it's a good idea to have live streaming video of your services. Why not? Because they don't want people to see them if they go forward. Wait a minute. They don't want people to see them making things right with God? They don't want people to see that? Is there something that they're ashamed about of God? What utter foolishness, and what an utter evidence that they actually need to get things right with God. And, oh, it's a shame. We also, if we're going to be a force for God instead of a farce. We need to, and I'm trying to say this in a way that is best, but we need to get to a point that we're willing to pay the price in prayer, fasting, allow the ridicule of man. And that's right. Men will ridicule. And especially when it is so-called Christians that we've known that ridicule. But while totally submitted bodily and in spirit to the word and work of God, if we don't, if we're not totally submitted, then revival will die with us. And you do not want to know the end of them that obey not the gospel of God. Don't look at what everyone thinks of us. Rather, at the best hope for revival. The meat was cut off. The meat? The Bible speaks of the meat of God's Word in Hebrews chapter 5. You see, right now, I think we're experiencing a famine in the churches of America. It's described in Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. My friend, God is just. And he calls the Christian to a life of faithfulness and of holiness and righteousness. Oh, the chastening of the Christian. Oh, the chastening of the local church. But oh, the chastening when there's a famine of hearing the word of God. When Christians won't witness the word to a lost and dying world. For when that happens, revival will be starved, and the country will be without hope, and your grandchildren will be in hell. God is just. I don't know where you are in your Christian life. You're just listening to my voice over a radio right now, maybe on the internet, some other way. But I don't know you. But maybe you're seeing something's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. You know this country's in trouble. And my friend, you want to be right with God. Go to your church, go to your pastor, and say, Pastor, I want to be right with God. I hope you have an invitation tonight. I just want to pour my heart out at the altar of God. Do that Sunday morning. Do that Sunday night. Do it each time there's an invitation given. Pray for the souls of the lost. Ask God to reveal some wicked way in you that needs to be repented of, that withholds his power upon your life. Ask God to move in your church. Ask God to empower your preacher. Ask God to open the eyes of the understanding of the people of God to see the need of repentance and faith. Oh, my friend, won't you come to him as a Christian? Realize judgment begins at the house of God, because we are to be the light that God uses in this world. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. My friend, if it's worldly, if it's not truly holy, you're not walking with him. You're walking with another Jesus. Oh, won't you come to him? Now, you may not be able to do anything because you're not really saved. Acts 17:30-31 says that God commanded all men, say unsaved men, all men, every class, every nation, every place, all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he appointed. And really, he's proven by his resurrection from the dead. God commands repentance. And who is to repent? Well, Luke 16 speaks of the rich man in hell asking someone to be sent to his brothers that they might repent instead of coming to a place like hell. Today, there are those who are trying to eliminate repentance from salvation. I believe it'll probably be next eliminated from the church to say, well, look, these loss of standards, the loss of holiness, the changing of the preaching, the changing of the word, there's no repentance needed there. I can imagine they'll do that as well. Sometimes I think they confuse the word repentance with the word penance. And as Catholicism would do, they do penance as if they earned something. Repentance was preached in the Old Testament before and during the law. That is, before the law and during the law. It was preached by John John the Baptist, that is, and by Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It was preached on the day of Pentecost. Repentance is taught in the epistles and in the book of Revelation. It is a doctrine to be preached and practiced. Thought and taught in all generations. It is something that one does throughout their entire Christian life on earth as well. In essence, it means a change of the mind. Instead of doing the work yourself to earn salvation, or from depending on a church or religion, or some other means, you are now turning to Jesus Christ, entrusting his entire work of his death, burial, and resurrection. Revelation 1:18. You're trusting him wholly for your salvation. You're turning to him. And when you're turning to him, you're therefore turning from sin. You're turning to him that he might take the power of that sin from you. You're turning to him from your way. You're turning to him from your sin, from your ideas of salvation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says, I